Rabbeinu Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. We did Sif Vav. However, we have one Mishnah Berurah left in Sif Vav. Okay, we gave. We have one Mishnah Berurah left in Sif Vav. Sif Katan Chaf Vav. Now it says if people were the listeners are being yotze with the mevorich, and they spoke while he's bent while he's saying benching, so they're not yotze. So we told them is that. So what do we do? If the Mavorich had not completed that bracha yet, so we tell the Mavorich to hold for a minute. So the listeners will fill in the gap of what they missed when they were talking. Okay. If the Mavorich, however, completed the bracha, now we have another option, the Mavorach can go back for them, etc. But let's say the Mavorach finished the brachas, he can't go back for them because he already said the bracha, he's Yotze. Even though they had Kavanah to listen, they missed the middle part, so they're not yotze the bracha. Now, so they missed part of the bracha. They heard the beginning, they heard the end, they missed the middle. So why do they have to go back? It's only that through their speech in the middle of the bracha and their lack of listening, they were not able to hear a part of the middle which is necessary. For example, in the second bracha, a person does not mention bris or Torah in the second bracha, he's not yotze. So if they were talking during that point, even though they heard the end of the bracha, they would not be yotze. So they have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. If what they missed was something which is not from the primary elements of the bracha, so then they're yotzei, they don't have to go back. If their speech to not make them lose any of the bracha. For example, that the Mavorach said something and they responded, and the Mavorach wasn't benching them. So they had a cover, they spoke, but it did not override hearing from the bracha. Definitely improper to have speech during the middle of benching, but it's not, the benching is still kosher. Okay. Still talking about that they were just listening. Siv Zion. Nachon Adavar, Shekolechem and Masumim Yermu Balachajim and Mavarech. But it's better, it's preferable, that they should bench along with the Mavarech. In Mavarech, Kobracha, Bracha. Afilu Chasimus. They should say the Bracha with him, even not just the middle part, but the final Chasim of Baruch Ato Hashem. But they should try and complete the bracha slightly before the mevorach, so they can answer amen. So the Mishnah Berurah, Nachon Adavar, Chav Zayin, Hainu. What does it mean? It's Nachon Adavar. It's a good thing. It's proper. And after midina, how you yosei nachon shishma masumin kol abirchas amazim pi amazamin. Well, you tiem abirchasai, who you tiem abirchasai, ba'atzin lo yivorchu klal. Chazal actually said that that's not true. It's not good they should say it themselves. It's actually better they should hear it from the mevorach. But we have a problem. If people's minds wander, it comes out if they wander, the Messiah does, and they're not focusing on what the Mavarach is saying. So if they're not really listening to what he's saying, they're not Yotzei with Shmiya, if they're not really hearing. So even though we prefer that they should listen and be Yotzei, we'd rather have them say with and be Yotzei than not listen and not be Yotzei. So preferably they should say along with the Mavarech. So it's still called Birchus HaSimon because they're doing it as one unit. So the requirement which Chazal built Zimunan, or the idea that Chazal built the Zimunan, was let's do it together. So the classic ways of doing it together is one person says, other ones listen. So we're really doing it, we're mamash doing it together. In this scenario, that's not going to happen. But if they bench together, saying the words together, so then you're doing it mamash together. So that's kalula shabiti. And rebbe shmur yachtov. So they should say, kol bracha bracha. They for sure should say the first bracha with him. Instead of going like saying on their own, they should say it together with the mezamen, because we need that the first bracha of benching is part of the zimun, and if they don't hear it. If they're not doing it together, it's not Zimun. So everybody says together in unison, Baruch Atah Hashem. So they're doing it together. But it isn't saying, everybody's doing their own thing, so it's not Zimun anymore. Okay. Fiza Masha Nogim Harba Noshim Achar Shomru Baruch Shechalnu. Very common issue that after they answer the Zimun, Baruch Shechalnu Shalom Tuvachayinu. If they ask each one saying that with a loud voice at their own pace for themselves, what they're doing is improper. But rather, what should happen instead is for sure he should say it out loud. The other people should hear him. They should say along with him. And they should just at the end. They should forge ahead a little bit, go ahead a little bit, so they should finish prior to the Mavorach, so they can answer main to the Mavorach's bracha. Koshkos Ramah. I'm a Ramah Shuman Sadal the Harish Kiatashbates, Shasir Lay. The Arazon of the Kol Svichim Lishtrek, Lishmoya, Melchabin, Lotse Smina Mavorach. They should listen quietly to the first bracha. So he's suggesting that the first bracha they do not say out themselves; they just listen. And from the night of the Chon onwards, they switch to instead of yetsu with the mevorach, they say it themselves. They'll say on their own. I mean, together with the mevorach. That's Shom he Birchus Zimun, because until the first end of the first bracha is called Birchus Zimun, and he has to might see them in Birchus Zimun. But ain't no noyken came. That's not our minute. We do bench with the first bracha as well. You come back with Hatayber Yosher Keshigdei Abin Masumin Sheichav the Dvorov last is Katash Beis. But if you have a group of people you know will be able to who are good listeners and they have good ability to focus, it would be proper to do like the Tashbeitz, that the first bracha the Mavarach should be mutzi everybody in the first bracha, and then afterwards they'll say it themselves. Yeah. But after that, you're going to do that. So we should inform everybody that that's what we're doing. So they'll know to have mind to be Yotze, and then he'll have mind to be Moitzi. Fine. If you don't understand what you're hearing, you can't use Shemei Kohen. So how can we say they don't understand Hebrew? They can read, they don't understand. So if they bench themselves, they bench. If they didn't bench themselves, they listen. They're not Yotze Shemei Kohanim because they don't understand what they're hearing. So, over there, there's no question the person must bench on his own. Tovayim. Shu Soimei Soimei Betza V'gam Al-Chesed B'rim Ha-Mahari. Tovayim means, he says, Soimei Betza, he doesn't want to get bribery or ill-gotten gains. He's got a chesed b'mono. Shemrik tovayin hu yivorach, a person who has a good eye, which means he wants others to benefit. He will be blessed. I think yivorach el yivorach. It's not that he will be blessed, but he will bless. That's Chazal's drasha. So if you have a guest who's not a tovayin, you should not give him a mention. In regards to interruptions by benching, which you find in Birchas Kriya Shema, that there's cases where you're allowed to interrupt because of the covet of the person that you're greeting. Sometimes you're allowed to interrupt because of the fear that you have from the person who's greeting you. So, but during Shemoneh Esrei, there's no heter. So some say benching is like Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah, Shadina Ketfilo, Lamed. Shem Shalom, Mashiach and Klal, there's no. But during Birchas Kriya Shema, sometimes you interrupt for certain things. Over here, there's no interruptions. The Talmud, Mitzina, Shechmir, Bechamim, Birchas, and Mosin, Shem Ravorkan, Mokam, Echad Ketfilo. It's similar to Dami that there's a specific Mokam that you must do it in. If we can Kriya Shema, Shiach, Alomer, Bamahalach, Mina Pasuk, Rish, and Relach. Kriya Shema, only the first Pasuk, or maybe the first two Psukim. Actually, the first three psukim have to be said while one is standing, as opposed to moving. But the rest can be said while the person is moving. That halach, you can walk. You walk while you're saying Shema. It doesn't apply to the first pasuk. Some say it's you can't even. Even after the first pasuk, you can't until you finish So you finish the first three pesukim Shema, and you say Baruch Shem. Then the Vahafta, and Vahayu Adverim Eila till Alav Avecha. Okay. Tess. You have to be seated while you're benching. However, we're not relevant to how you're eating, whether you're eating standing, seated, etc. When it comes to benching, you need to seat yourself. In general, we feel that being seated lends itself to more kavanah. But it can't be reclined. That's their gaiva. So you can't be reclined either. You have to be sitting in a way which shows that you have the awe of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This halacha that your person has to be seated behema applies to everybody there, the mavorach and the other people which are being yotzei with him. But the law is if a person did bench while they were moving, okay. We can't differentiate that the first three you must be seated, and the fourth bracha you're allowed to be walking around or standing, etc. That would be an insult to the last bracha. You're going to not take that last bracha seriously by Chazal doing that. Even though it's only a mirabonim, we require that the person has to be seated according to this opinion for that part of benching as well. Even though he was walking around the house when he ate, now if a person is traveling, we'll see what the law is that's coming up. So if they're in yotzi with him, so that's kind of like they're benching, because they have to be in the proper frame of mind to bench, standing there with Yira of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or seated there of Yira of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This talking about that the person is walking around in the place where he ate. But if a person left and went to somewhere else from house A to house B, that's a topic which is up for discussion. Okay. Miyod. Brachas Mein Sholos also needs to be said seated. So, so we'll see. There's a halacha by benching. You're supposed to bench in the place that you ate. So if a person, for whatever reason, walked away, he's mechuyav to come back to where he ate and bench. Can't bench in the other place. Unless he ate food in the other place, food meaning bread, enough that he could bench over there, so he can bench over there and it covers everything. And even that, we discussed before, if you're allowed to eat the food, but if he did eat the food, that will be. But in the average scenario, which he did not eat in the second place, he's mechuyav to go back to the first place. What about something is for an ala mechuyav? He left the first place without realizing that he's mechuyav to go back or not. So if you say he's mechuyav to go back, so we're saying that it has to be said in its place, so it also has to be said seated. But if you say he doesn't have to go back, so then saying it over there seated is not any worse than saying it over here. So I mean, saying it over there not seated is going to work, but you have it over here as well. Okay. And he says, the Maisa by Alamichya. So this opinion that holds Alamichya is the same thing as benching. You have to say it's seated. Yadav, Imhoyim Halach Baderach, Wachol, Enel Sarach, Leishim, Lavorach, Fishayim, Datim, Yishayim, Zalot. The person is traveling, so any delay bothers him. So his mind will get, delaying is just going to get him more disturbed and distracted. So we let him bench as he's. Since he ate traveling, he may bench traveling. It's not Yeshevah's love. He's not going to be comfortable if he sits down. He's afraid, he's thinking about it's getting late, I need to get going. And he won't be mekabel well. So we're makel that he should go and bench as he's going. Now, this leniency we're going to allow you to walk while you're benching and bench while you're walking is only in conjunction with the fact that he ate like that. He was eating and going and traveling as such. That's how the Shulchan Aruch introduced this whole concept. There was a person who was Mahalach B'derech B'Ochel and he ate. So if you ate, you weren't traveling, you were seated. So you have to bench as such as well. Okay. Yud Beis. Also, the baruch who I said women after. Your person not to say a baruchah, doing something else. Also, the baruch laman zayin. How to call baruchas? This is not limited to benching, even though the conversation over is in benching. This applies to all halachas. Any place where there's halachas, say a baruchah. It's not a joke. So you need to. You're not allowed to get about anything else. You need to remind yourself that you can't do that. You shouldn't be involved in anything else. Mishabur, I'm in Zionist of the Baruch, and I'll call a Baruch, and I'll come in the Kuf, Tzariyav, Mishabur, Shasham, of Ur, Hatev. So even a light, which over there points out, even a light action, the minimal effort action, still improper to do during benching. Okay, Simakub Adal, so the Lach is that a person is supposed to bench a Makim Sudah. A person ate in a certain place, he must bench before he leaps. If he left his place improperly, so if he did that knowing that it's improper to do. So Chazal said, he has to go back to where he came from and bench over there. But if he would bench out of the original place within the new place, you say is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rosh, however, says the Sirle. The after Shagul Yachshu the Mekamav the Chachila. He argues on the next step of the Mechor, the Shulchan Aruch, which we do not see yet. Then what about a case of a person having Bashagay? With that's a rush to say that after Shagay Yachshu them coming the Chachila, but Meizir, but Yevil Yotzer. So by Meizid, even B'diyevid, you're not Yotzei. By Shogeg, you have to go back. B'diyevid, you're Yotzei. By Meizid, even B'diyevid, you're not Yotzei. By Shogeg, the Rambam Yivarech, Mokam Shanizkir, the Rambam Yerba Rosh, Kam Hu Yachzer, the Mekam of Yivarech. Okay. Sivkot Nalav, you have to bench before you leave. However, if it's moving within the same room from one corner to the other, even though it's a very large hall, that's mutter. Get off the bench before you leave. Even if you cannot see the first place, it's behind some type of screen. Okay. Let's say there was something which really prevented him, he can't go back. He couldn't bench where he was. Let's say there's an error issue. So if you can go to one second. If the reason why he left because he had a problem and he can't go back to where he was, we were going to let him bench somewhere else. Where should you do? You should go to the next room over, and if you have the added advantage, so you can see back to where you ate from, that's still considered like your makom. If I tell you mishas abriuchas amoitz the baruch becheder acher, the bais is that when he said amoitz, he had intent to bench somewhere else in the building. You can make all and bench in a different room. So what we case where would be necessary, because the place where he originally eaten had become dirty, it wasn't cleaned for the purposes of a benching. So in that situation where he had a specific intent to move, so then it's going to be accepted. The person not be arguing mekamei. However, amos mi makim achilas achashem makim echad yukal hatik mekamei ayadei minia ktana. So within a range of the Abdalad Amis and all around, that's still considered that you have not left the, you have not moved the, you have not moved them. Within, you have not moved from your place, and therefore that you're allowed to bench in that same spot. If he's amazing, he's got to come back. He left amazing. He traveled many milim. If, however, the distance is so great that by the time you get back, you will no longer be full, and you will no longer have a mitzvah to make to bench. So by going back, you're losing your mitzvah. Then you bench where you are. So if you didn't listen to what we said, and you did not, and you stayed here, stayed where you were. After he ate in one place, he moved. He left there, went to another place. We said, "Go back." He didn't listen. He stayed in the second place. He benched over there. Yotze. How do I feel? He amazed back. So according to this, even though he left intentionally, he's still going to be yotze b'di'evit. We have he's an atav baracha. She should not have left from where he was. He should not have. And now he's benching here. The Hainu she yada hadin she sarach lachsen l'kemer v'ni satsa b'zeh v'il hachi yotze b'ni evit. See, even so he's yotze b'ni evit. Now, the Ramah came along and said, this is all like the Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah holds that shargeg person can bench in the new place. That's what I'm going to learn. The Sfirle, the Bishag, Achil Yuchel Lavorach, Makam Shenizker, according to that a person realizes, but even by a case of Olamitya, a person realizes the Rama holds that if a person left Bishag, they can mention the new place. But so therefore we're going to be summing on the Rama that much, at least in a case of person b'mezid left, we say, I'm sorry, you have to go back. Person left b'shogeg, we say stay where you are. But if by case where a person left b'shogeg, they're mechuyav to go back to their place. So what is mezid at? So what makes it add is not only that you must go back, but if you didn't go back, you benched over here, you're not yotze. We suggest that you should not make a bracha. Now, if a person is afraid that the time he gets back is going to lose, it's going to be shir ichol, shir that the body will digest the food, begin the process enough that the person is already feeling hungry again, so he no longer has a mitzvah benching. So he has to come and work, because he has to come and say, Nochon linog lemaisa, im lo yishuhu shasatkak, nashokho lismach asor rishan. So you should go back. You should not rely on the opinion. This whole shtickle is, well, eat some more bread. I don't have any more bread to eat. Okay, so then you shouldn't be benching here. Oh, the Mason, you have to go back, showing is a machoik, is a set. But let's say, Shem Lama Pasoid, Abel Im Yeshna Pasoid, he has all the bread. So Yochum Lokam Hasheni Ma'at Vivorech, Rak Shal Tei Royev Mechila Bishan. So person A and place A, they should not have left, and they left. They come to place B. So we say that they should, they, in place B, they should eat from the Chamesh Yisminid. He has bread. So eat some more bread. In place, if he doesn't have any bread, so we have the discussion when they go back. If he has bread, we must eat the bread here and bed here. But we're kept it careful. It can't be that he already started getting hungry from the previous food, because then that's called sherichel, that it's been he's no longer chayav mention. So Mr. Burzan, and we'll hold it. Yechubach Masheni. If you amaze it, Mahani hait the kadosh yechul gam yechul kan pass davar mu'ud. Even in case of the person left amaze it improperly, so once that happened already, if he eats over here, he may bench over here. Veitzar lebarak mitzilo. Birchus Amoitzi, well, Birchus Amozen, Mashach Akbar. We don't have to make a new Birchus Amoitzi, you don't have to make an old Birchus Amozen. Achilas Pasha, Makan, you work with Birchus Amozen, and after you finish eating over here, you make a bracha with having in mind both places. Well, Achilas, Shach, Mokam Acher. It'll work for what you ate, you would say, eat the pas here and bench over here. But so you'll bench over here. You have a mind to be able to see the other benches that you're mechuyev to bench as well. So eat a little bit over here. Ma'at ha'na filu pachas mekazayis. Even less than kazayis. So how can you bench on less than kazayis? So I'm not benching less than kazayis. I had five kazayis. I had four and a half until now. I have the fifth one now. So then that I had a larger, it wasn't all in this place, but since I'm having part of this place, I can use the rest of it connected over here and bench over here. But however, this only works if they ate bread in the second place. But there's other types of mezonos. Even if it doesn't work, and if it, even it's a kazayas. What's he saying? Okay. Rashi, you're right. Who roy? The Mahani Masha Yechol Ata. The Kara Hibs because the Mosin Shalachil Rishon and Kamosh Kotzes of Day. Ata Chiv Chodesh. The Sarach Lebor Gamir. So in a case a person waited so long or got him, that he's hungry again already, so it means that the original achila is no longer here. It's not felt in the stomach, so it's like it's no longer here, so he has to start over again. And that nuchiyev, the Mishabura, like under the radar, says, and you know, by the way, says, by the way, you should say amoitzi again. Later on he's going to bring his poskim which disagree with that. Okay, let's hold it here.